Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Oh yeah, it is the moment you have been waiting for.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
Andy's out, Brian and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
Well, the history of the Andy Fry Show, I don't know that we've really done this much. Maybe once, maybe twice. Where Annie was in part of the show, but not the other part.
Yeah, this handful at
so
best.
The last time I can remember anything nearing this was when Annie went to Washington, and that was earlier this year where she got to be in the press room and all that. And so she would be a part of an hour because she's live from Washington, but then she's not here. But as far as being in the studio, she had to leave because she has kids' duties to attend to today. I'm doing the same thing. As soon as we get done, I'm going to a soccer tournament. And we were just talking about something very, very personal to me. So a very strange circumstance where I'm taking over the show now and hosting. So I thought the best way to do this would be, since I'm kind of in a weird emotional spot right now.
Yeah.
Let's interview Lou Ferrigno. If you saw my Facebook, I wish I would have put this on Twitter because so many of you follow me on Twitter who aren't on Facebook, but on Facebook yesterday I posted a picture of me and Brad and Lou Ferrigno. And it is a very nice picture for Brad. It is one of the worst celebrity pictures I've ever taken because for whatever reason,
I could explain that.
Because I'm going to explain it from my perspective.
Well, I'm a good-looking guy and...
Okay. That was it, wasn't it?
That's it? Yes, that was it.
Thank you for your contribution.
You're welcome.
We walk out after being in the studio and we said, oh, yeah, let's take a couple pictures and all that stuff. So Lou puts his gigantic... Incredible Hulk arm.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with who he is, he played the original Incredible Hulk. So he's a giant dude.
Not the CGI.
No, he was just a giant dude. He was Mr. Universe, and he painted him up green, and he was the Hulk when Bruce Banner got mad. So he puts his giant arm around Brad and gives the old, like, Rocky pose.
Yeah.
And then I'm just standing there next to you guys who are having a great time. And I'm like, well, this is awkward. I'm not even supposed to be in this photo, but I just did the interview.
Can I venture like a real theory about
please.
Why that was? I came, like, I told you, you know, this is some behind the scenes stuff. You're like, oh, I'm going to interview Lou Ferrigno. And I told you kind of behind the scenes, like, man, I'd like to be in there for that interview. He's like, you want to come in and run the board? And I was like, sure. So I kind of came in there. You yelled my name. So I came in there right at the last minute. But there isn't a lot to do when we record an interview other than have the mics on and just make sure everything sounds normal. So I was basically in there standing by you with headphones on, taking them on and off, listening. But it's very obvious, at least in my opinion, that I was in there because I was a Lou Ferrigno fan. And I
So you think he picked up on that?
I think he picked up on that.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, I'm going to play this interview for you here because I thought it was fun. I mean, it's fun to interview him. Now, if you're a little background on him, I didn't know this until that morning I think I had heard this, but I wasn't really sure, that he had been hard of hearing for most of his life.
Yeah.
He got cochlear implants in 2021, so he is able to hear now, but I guess he still does a lot of lip reading, and so that was kind of part of the interview, which you won't be able to see because you're listening to it. But I'll just say this, and then I'll play the thing back. At the very beginning, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. He had two handlers in the room with him. Brad's in the room with me. I'm like, oh, this is when we. I say, hey, everybody, Lou Ferrigno. And I start clapping. I figure everybody start clapping. Not a single person claps except for me, including Brad, who just told you he's standing there doing nothing. So here you go. Here's the interview with Lou Ferrigno, 97.1 FM Talk, The Annie Fry Show. Well, it is my pleasure to interview Lou Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno is in the studio.
Good morning.
Thank you so
How
much.
Are you?
I'm sure you're as excited to be here as I am.
Oh, very. Can't wait to see the fans. It's going to be a wonderful weekend.
That's actually what I wanted to ask you about with GalaxyCon in town and you being here for that. I was watching a podcast with Seth Green. You know who Seth Green is, the red-haired guy?
Yeah.
Child star. And he was talking about, and he was with Bill Maher, he was talking about the way that celebrity has changed since he started as a child star in the 80s. And he said that between the 80s and 90s to now, it is completely different because of the connectivity to fans that you have that used to be so isolated. And he said, it's so much better now because I can actually meet people.
Well, the difference is that we have what you call pop culture. Because years ago, you had comic book convention. So now the public, men, husband, wife, kid, they come to a comic, a pop culture because the fact that you get a chance to connect with the celebrities, you see the latest film, Q&A, it's like a personal touch. It's so different because everyone today knows what a Comic-Con pop culture is.
Yeah, and social media too. And you just be able to talk to people so much more. Is it to you more fun now because of that culture that didn't exist back in the 70s, 80s?
Oh, much more, because the fact that sometimes you own my own dentist, sometimes you have doctors, they dress up as a Trekkie or the Hulk, they come to the convention, because everybody wants that superhero connection.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask you a comic book question. I'm glad you kind of led into that, because this is a very nerdy question, but with Marvel resurgent, you know, Marvel's coming back huge, and you're like the original of the like Marvel superheroes. Do you have a new generation of fans that are kind of discovering the Hulk and going, oh my gosh, and like rediscovering you even?
Oh yeah, because a lot of fans, for example, three decades, they see the new film.
Yeah.
But they go back to the original because they told the kids this is the real Hulk, because when I portrayed the Hulk with human, it's not CGI, it's different. But the fact that my series is so popular because every episode had a message about life. It's different today, so it led to today. That's why today it's CGI is completely different. You have a bigger storyline with different adventures, the superheroes.
Yeah, I heard you on the Mark Cox Morning Show yesterday talking about the work that you do. You're a motivational speaker.
Yeah, I love to motivate people, especially overcoming fear, maximizing your personal power, because, you know, see, everybody is handicapped one way or another. The fact that, you know, it could be any kind of disability, any kind of physical problem, you can attack and fix it.
So GalaxyCon is going on right now. Very, very exciting. This is the first time I think it's been in St. Louis, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. And great lineup. Lou Ferrigno, of course, in studio with us right now. What exactly, you know, what is I've heard you answer this question already, but I was fascinated when you were talking about it. I can't believe you said you're 74 years old. If I'm 74 years old and I look like you, I'm going to be very happy. What is your workout regimen now?
Very simple. I do machines, high repetition. I train body part twice a week, and I do cardio 3 to 4 days a week, like 40, 50 minutes. And the most important thing of all, eating healthy. Eat good, sleep good, and train good, and don't overindulge bad food, fried food, stuff like that.
Make America healthy again is the movement.
Exactly, yeah.
Have you been in touch with the people running the MAHA movement? Have they talked to you?
Well, not yet, because I was on the President's Council on Physical Fitness with Trump about that. The last time he was president.
Right.
Not much came about it, but now because you have Robert Kennedy Jr. advocating health and the whole, because this country has a lot to do with obesity,
mm-hmm.
and especially kids taking meth, Fentanyl, playing with the iPhone, watching TV, not taking action for themselves, doing physical activities. Because when I grew up in Brooklyn, I played handball, stickball, you know, running competition. We didn't have iPhones. It's all about that connection, personal connection. But today, it's much more isolated. We need to bring that back.
Mm-hmm. Lou Ferrigno is in studio and in town. If you want to meet him, I saw the lineup at GalaxyCon. My gosh, a lot of great people going to be here. I saw William Shatner. Juan Carlo Esposito, who plays Moff Gideon, is going to be here. I mean, it's a great lineup.
You know what's funny? William Shatner is going to be 95 years old.
That is amazing.
He's my hero. I mean, think about it. This man that's still doing Comic-Con is unbelievable, because I think in his time when he was doing Star Trek, they didn't have Comic-Con.
Right.
But today, that's why his appreciation.
But he's the original Comic-Con guy. I mean, it was almost like the industry was created around him and Star Trek, and now he's here. I mean, that's just cool. Let me ask you before we run out of time, though. You're still acting. You're still in lots of stuff. What's the last couple projects you're working on, or what can we look for you in soon?
Well, I did a horror film called The Hermit. It's a cannibalistic pig farmer. It makes beef jerky out of people. It's like a Hannibal Lecter in the woods. And then I have a comedy coming out. I have an action movie called Hard Redemption, where that plays security guard, and this gang takes over the school. So me and this other guy named Gino King, he's a grandmaster. So the two of us, we take on this whole gang. It's great because there's a lot of physical action.
Yeah,
because I love doing action film.
That sounds fun. Yeah. Are they out? Are these movies out now?
They're all coming out after the first of the year.
Okay, all right. And say the names of them again one more time.
Hard Redemption, and the other one called The Hermit.
Okay, The Hermit and Redemption.
Yeah, and then there's another movie called Flash Before the Bang. It's about this track and field kid that have a lot of opposition against them, try to win the championship. And then if you get a chance, check it out. It's a wonderful film.
Well, Lou Ferrigno, great to meet you. Great to talk to you. I hope it's a fantastic event this weekend. I know there's a lot of buzz about it. So
thank you.
I expect to hear that it's been a great event as we go about this weekend. Thank you for being here. This is Wiggins America. We will be right back.
Hold up. Check it out.
Sports and local.
Ethan and the Giant Peach.
Okay. That was that one today.
I like that one too.
Okay, before we start, have you ever seen the original Incredible Hulk? The old TV series?
No. So when that, this is going to sound so disrespectful. It's not intended that way.
To me?
But when we received the email, I think it was Megan Lynch that sent it from KMOX a couple of days ago, that, how do you say it, Lou Ferrigno.
Ferrigno. Clearly you've never
When I saw that email, I was like, why is this being told to us?
Oh, man. I was excited.
I had zero idea who he was.
So you've never seen the original, still?
No.
Did you ever watch it when you were a kid?
No.
I was just barely old enough that it was still in reruns.
And you're twice as old as me, so.
I'm like 1 year older than you. I remember seeing it just in reruns enough that I was like, oh, I remember the show. But it was not new when I was watching it either.
No,
I didn't want to tell him that. But it was weird because as a kid, I was like, oh, man, this looks awesome. That dude's enormous, like, and green and angry.
Yeah.
And this is going to be fun. And so I tried.
He would, like, stop cars.
Yeah. And I tried watching several episodes of it. And what I found was, and this is probably over a summer or something. You know? I'm watching the show, and I'm realizing, oh, you really can just tune in the last 5 minutes of the show. Because up until then, it's just Bruce Banner just being a Poindexter, and the show is actually kind of boring.
And then he just turns green at the end.
And something's going to trigger him at some point.
It does the, like, zoom when he transforms. It does, like, the zoom in, and it, like, his shirt rips, and you see this big green muscle come out, and all these other things.
Really, that's the whole point of the show. So for 20 minutes,
you're waiting to get to that point.
For 20 minutes, you're like, don't care about this
at that
plot.
Point too, probably that kind of, you know, those kinds of effects were super new, but still, so people are like, ooh.
Well, I'm watching it 10 years later.
Okay,
so it's still kind of okay, it's acceptable, mm-hmm. but it's not the newest, and so it already felt a little dated when I was watching it.
Sure.
But you watch it now and you're like, dang, compared to even like the Hulk movie they made in 2000, you're like, wow, this is like watching the original Batman. I mean, it's fun at that point. It's come back around full circle that it's actually fun to watch now.
That's awesome.
Anyway, you can get to your stories.
Lou.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno.
Not Ferrigno. Ferrigno.
Mark Cox said he was awesome on King of Queens, too, but I never watched that.
Huh. Just so I did. Know. I do watch King of Queens on the occasion.
He was the neighbor on King of Queens.
Interesting. I'll have to keep an eye out for that. Okay. All right. Looking forward to, before I jump into what's going on this weekend in St. Louis, in the area, have to first, you know, I think the entire sports and local yesterday was dedicated to the St. Louis Blues, it being the home opener. And boy, they got marched out of the building by the Minnesota Wild.
Was that ever a game, or was it just over instantly?
No, it was a game. The first 30 minutes was a game, but I mean, the place was pretty empty by the start of the third.
That's terrible.
It's ironic that Annie asked us that question yesterday too. It's like, would you rather see a close game or a blowout?
So the Blues lost the game 5-0. They were losing. It started off bad because they went on the penalty kill almost immediately, like the first minute of the game. Penalty kill looked strong in the first period. The Wild scored two quick goals late in the first period, but overall, it was a pretty competitive period of play. The second period, the Blues had the first 14 shots of the period, and they could not score. With about 6 minutes remaining in the period, I believe, Braden Schenn gets called for a hooking minor, and they scored immediately. So it's like, are you kidding me? All of this work that we had put in, we'd looked really good in the second period. We couldn't capitalize, and all of a sudden, all the momentum, gone, 3-0. They got away with there was a missed call on a penalty a couple minutes later. They scored seconds after. That made it 4-0, and it felt like the game was over.
I'm glad you said that, because I didn't watch it, and I just was looking at the score kind of as it was happening and going, dang, this is terrible.
The score definitely wasn't pretty. A couple of their goals, there were really weird bounces that led to them, but you know, when you don't protect your goalie, bad things are going to happen. And the Blues had no net front presence last night, both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball.
I noticed when I tuned in, it was already 2-0. And what'd you say? How many shots did they have? Because it wasn't a lot.
At one point last night, the Blues were had the advantage in shots 24-7.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were losing 2-0.
Okay.
Well, that's not even like Jordan Binnington was bad. They did not help him out at all. So definitely some things to clean up, no doubt, and disappointing. But, you know, you was in the locker room last night in the post game. You know, frustrating, disappointing, but it's a long season. They know they just have to turn
the page. Did you say you were in the locker room last night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you always there?
When I go to games, I tend to go down to the locker room for post game. Yeah,
just for fun.
Yeah, just to kind of get an idea. Just to kind of get an idea of where they're at, what they're.
You know. You have press pass.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're not just walking around.
No, I can't. They don't just let the typical fan just walk
in. Ethan Hanford, Andy Fry Show.
Because I thought that did sound kind of fun. You know, like I'd do it.
Gary Vood, Andy Fry Show. Mr. Vood.
Oh man,
Mr. Pronger.
If we could.
None of us
are
Pronger. I will say,
at one point, having never met him in person in my life, Cam Jansen walks up to me. He's like, in the first intermission, like, we got to pick it up. But these boys, they're going to get going. They're going to get going. And then he was gone.
Well, he knew you were press. He was just trying to get the message
out. I guess, loud and clear, job well done. now taking a look at, so the Blues play Saturday night against the Calgary Flames.
Calgary.
I think they're back at home next Wednesday. Thank you for the pronunciation, Brad. Appreciate that. Let's see. What do we have in college football this weekend? Boy, a couple of huge games for our semi-local teams, I like to call them. The Illinois Fighting Illini are hosting the number one team in the country.
I'm super nervous.
The Ohio State Buckeyes. 11 o'clock kickoff in Champaign, Illinois. This is going to be a tough one, guys. Ohio State has looked really good this year. The best competition that Illinois has faced was Indiana a couple weeks ago, which is a good team, but they got absolutely pummeled by them, lost by over 50 points. So this would be a massive upset. Right now, Ohio State is favored by 14.5 points, so they're not exactly projecting this one to be close.
Yeah, I don't know, Brad. I think this is going to be a tough game for our guys this weekend. Going into this weekend, it's number one team, Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah,
They're not favored in this game. Well, 14 points.
Yeah, Illinois wants to come out and they want to play good, and they hope to play good, and we'll see what happens there. See if they'll be able to play pretty good.
They come out and give 110% and they still don't win, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is at that point.
Right.
That was really good, guys. The other one being Missouri versus Alabama at Mizzou. You could argue the biggest game in the last 20 years.
You could, Brad.
Yeah.
The Tigers have played in. I will be in attendance for this game.
You're going to be in the locker room?
No, I will not be in the locker room, although I probably could have if I really tried.
You should stay in the locker room the whole game. And just sort of wait and see what happens.
Yeah, just like, wait.
What is going on?
Mizzou or Alabama's?
I don't care.
Which one are you less likely to get pummeled in?
Well, I'll be wearing crimson red.
Okay, so I would go into the Alabama one, and I would just hide in the locker until they all come in at halftime or at the end of the game, and jump out and be like, Gary Vood!
Why are you an Alabama fan?
It's a long story. Let me do the express
version. No, it's okay. If it's a long story, it sounds boring.
Express version of it. I have family that's Tennessee fans, young kid, wanted to oppose, and it just kind of grew from
there.
That's
fun.
I got to respect that.
Yep. Yeah,
that's really how it started.
Okay.
And it just kind of grew from there. So, yeah, Alabama versus Mizzou, that's going to be a fun one. 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday as well. It's an absolute crime that both of those games, being as big as they are kicking off at 11 o'clock.
What's the spread on that one?
2.5 in favor of Alabama.
Wow.
So that one projected to be a close one. As far as other things going on, this weekend in St. Louis, Soulard's Oktoberfest is starting, let's see, what time is it? It starts in literally an hour. It starts at 3:30, and it goes until Saturday at 7:30. Brew in the Lou, we talked about that earlier. Annie did a couple of segments ago. That's going to be tomorrow at Francis Park in South St. Louis.
Go to brewintheloo.com to get your tickets. And I think she said if you get them early, you get a $10 discount. So,
Brew in the Lou has a great history. That's one of those events that I've heard about enough that I'm like, why have I not been to Brew in the Lou?
It's a great name, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it rhymes. Belleville's Chili Cook-Off is this upcoming weekend. What else do we have? Fright at the Museum, at the City Museum, is this weekend. So I just kind of spooky mode over at the City Museum. And then this might be my favorite one as far as names go. Ready for this, guys? It's the Butterfly House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've actually seen that. Okay.
Right now my wife is cracking up.
Are you a fan? Are you a fan of the spooktacular and all this, the puns that come around this time of year? Because I used to hate them. And at this point, I'm like, the more the merrier.
Yeah, I like them.
So usually, like, this what's going on I find it on Fridays. I found it yesterday, and I saw this one, and I said, I can't wait to say this on air tomorrow.
Butterfly House.
Butterfly House is at the Butterfly House in Chesterfield from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And they make it scary because this time of year, they train the butterflies to bite you.
And to say boo.
Yeah, they jump out.
Yeah, boo, bite.
They wear little ghost costumes and float around.
That's where they get you because you think, oh, you got me. And then they bite you.
Yeah. Like, oh, wait, this is real. Oh, my gosh, there's a bunch of them.
Really?
We're
really not doing a great job endorsing right now, but it's okay.
None of that's real.
Yep, none of it's real.
For liability.
The Savannah Bananas are coming back to Busch Stadium in 2026. The Cardinals announced this on their social medias yesterday. They'll be back on August 21st and 22nd.
Oh, fun.
Next summer, and they'll be facing off against a new team joining the Banana Ball Championship League, the Coconuts.
Where are they from?
Loco Beach.
Where's that? He sounds crazy.
Ethan, I've got a question, a banana ball question for you.
I have another one. Go ahead.
So my brain had always thought this was like, the Savannah Bananas was like the Harlem Globetrotters, where they traveled with their opposition. But do the opposite? You're saying there's more teams in this league. Do those opposition teams play one another?
I would.
That's the same question I had. I don't know the answer.
I would assume that the Bananas are in every game because that's kind of like who they go to watch.
But
is that what you mean?
Why wouldn't they make this a full league where every team does the Banana
stuff? With those rules,
maybe they will this year. Maybe because before it was only two teams, right?
Was it the Party Animals was one?
No, but there were more than two.
Yeah.
There were few teams.
There was the Firefighters, right?
But that's a good... I didn't know the answer to that question. Do the Bananas only play every game?
So it was four, and now it's going to be six. I was thinking it was two going to four.
Why not make a whole league where every team is doing all this goofy stuff all the time?
I mean, six teams, so you kind of...
Here's the teams. You got the Savannah Bananas. You got the Party Animals, which they're the ones that were in St. Louis last year. The Texas Tailgaters... and the Firefighters, and now the new teams, the Loco Beach Coconuts and the Indianapolis Clowns.
I saw the game against the Firefighters on TV, but they weren't doing as much goofy stuff because it was playoffs. So I'm assuming that they do have more than one team playing in every game. But four teams is not a lot.
I love what they're doing with that whole thing.
I do too. I hope that league expands.
Yes.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, at this point, that thing's raking in money.
Mm-hmm.
Anheuser-Busch announced last week that Michelob Ultra is now the best-selling beer in the United States, claiming the top spot from Modelo Especial.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I wouldn't
but
have
didn't,
either.
Didn't Modelo take that over after the whole Bud Light thing?
I think so.
I thought it was Coors. And I have done every major brewery tour in this country now for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, I did Coors last year. We were in Denver. I did... Miller this year, just a couple weeks ago, because we were in Milwaukee, and I've done...
Which one's your favorite?
I liked ours the best. Mm. Actually, I liked Coors the worst. Coors has the nicest
setting.
Is that
in Denver?
Yeah, but it's beautiful around the brewery. But then once you go in, it was actually pretty boring.
It's like a big factory.
Yeah, Miller's was good. It was pretty entertaining, and it's got a lot of history. Ours is the best, though, I think.
Anheuser-Busch, in its announcement, cited data from the market research firm Circana, which found Ultra to be the top-selling beer across retail channels over the past year, and becoming the country's best-selling beer. Like I said, it knocks off Modelo Especial, which is owned in the U.S. by Constellation Brands, out of the top spot. So they've held that since 2023. And yes, it was Bud Light that previously had that. The Dylan Mulvaney mess happens, and they lost the top spot, and they have yet to regain it.
My son randomly asked me yesterday, I kid you not, he's 11. He goes, Dad, you ever had a Michelob Ultra?
Stop it.
No, I said, like,
this,
what?
This sounds like a real story.
And he goes, yeah, I saw a sign for it. I'm like, yeah, I've had one. He's like, what'd you think? Like, I don't know, it tasted like a beer. He's like, okay.
It tastes like pee water.
One more?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do one more real quick. This one a little bit more, not as fun, a little more serious. The Missouri, we talked earlier this week about Catherine Hanaway and the work that she is doing.
Missouri AG.
Yeah, specifically with the St. Louis Sheriff And the latest news coming out here just in the last couple of hours is that the Missouri Attorney General's office is again asking a judge to suspend Sheriff Alfred Montgomery from office after federal prosecutors filed five new criminal charges accusing him of tampering with an investigation into the handcuffing of a St. Louis jail official. The new charges, all felonies, marked a significant escalation of the criminal case against Montgomery, which has pleaded not guilty. Previously he faced a single misdemeanor civil rights charge, which carries a penalty of up to 1 year in prison. Get this. Now he faces up to 61 years.
Oh, so that's an escalation. That started under Bailey, A.G. Bailey, and I guess it just keeps ratcheting up. Man, 61 years.
No joke.
The charges are going up. All right, we're going to take a short break and come right back with Ethan and Brad and myself for the Manny Fry Show. We're going to be doing What Did I Miss This Week? Stick around.
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
All right, Brad, here we go. Let us know what we missed this week. These are clips that we did not play.
Okay, so like Ryan said, these are clips that we haven't played yet. And the first one that I want to play is from Trump's roundtable on Antifa. And you're like, Brad, are you playing an Antifa clip?
And Brad, are you saying Antifa on purpose or Antifa?
Antifa on purpose.
Wait, okay. Why?
Yeah, why?
Why? Why? Because I don't like them and I don't respect them.
So he, I'm emphasizing the
Anta? Antifa.
Okay. Antifa.
All right. But this is journalist Brandi Kruse, and she actually talked about TDS.
To tell to anyway, because it's relevant to what we're talking about. I'm living proof that you can recover from TDS. I had strong Trump derangement syndrome for probably 8 years. This is one of the reasons I recovered from it. And by the way, it's much better to not have TDS. I'm happier, I'm healthier, more successful. I even think I got a little...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
More attractive after I got rid of my Trump derangement syndrome. Yes.
So did you catch what Trump said there at the end?
Oh, she's saying that to him?
Yes. She's in a round table with Donald Trump. And at the very end, she's like, I'm even more attractive. Trump's like, very attractive.
No, I did not. I did not.
So I heard that earlier this week and I was like, oh, that's fun. I'll you know, put that in the show sheet. Play it for Annie. We didn't talk much about the Antifa roundtable that they had. Jack Posobiec, Andy Ngo were a couple people.
Did she give her full story as to what changed her mind?
I think it was like in her investigative journalist, she's like, the way she talked about it was it broke. She had the like veil broken by what was going on in Portland versus she goes, and if they're lying to me about that, or if they're lying about that, what else are they lying about? And that seems to be like the common theme when people have that and they kind of like switch to the Trump thing. Like Brandon Strzok is a great example of that. He thought that Trump mocked disabled people and he said, and I went back and watched it and it wasn't true. And then it was like, what else are they lying to me about this guy? And now he's one of the biggest walk away. Well, he started an organization called Walk Away. And so
how many people did that happen to during COVID?
Oh, geez. Well, I think COVID is why Donald Trump won re-election. The way that that all was handled was just, I don't know what the right word is, awful.
Well, that's an interesting take because it's also maybe the reason he lost re-election in 2020. I don't know. Was that still, I mean, this is not that long ago. It's last year. Was that still top of mind for voters, though, in 2024, COVID?
No, but I think it's one of the things that, like, woke people up. Like, they went into it. They said, okay, we need to do this. And then they started looking around and, like, they're screaming about Florida and all the bodies that are piling up in Florida. And then it wasn't. And they're like, oh. Well, they're lying about that. And then I think people started in that pandemic, they started looking with a lot more criticism and critically at the mainstream media, at narratives that were coming out, what people were talking about. And they weren't just taking it wholesale because these people have our best interest at heart.
Yeah, because when you start talking about health, whether it be medicine or food or whatever, that crosses party lines. Mm-hmm. There's not really any. We talked about this last year when RFK joined the Trump campaign. We said, well, who is he bringing with him? And the answer was kind of a cross-section of everybody because it's not that health is a right-wing or left-wing issue.
Right.
It's just an issue.
An issue.
And it crosses over everybody. So I think you're right about COVID. People just sort of, regardless of party, started to go, why can't I ask questions about this?
Right.
Why is all dissent like, being shut down?
Like, of all things that I should be able to ask questions about, I should be able to ask questions about things regarding my health. And really, I think a bigger thing was the health of my children.
Right.
So anyway, next one I got here for you is this is from, I believe it was Tuesday. We had Chad Pergram on the show, and I don't know if you remember him telling the story about how a shouting match erupted outside the speaker's office.
Nope.
So Ruben Gallego and Mark Kelly, the senators from Arizona, went to Speaker Johnson's house. He called it a photo op. They went there to talk about why he's like keeping the government closed and why
they
aren't there.
They went to his house?
Not his house, his office.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they were outside his office because Pergram was there and so was Ryan Schmelz. And they went outside his office and they started doing the thing and Speaker Johnson came out of his office and confronted him. And so did Mike Lawler, who is a representative from New York. A Republican representative from New York. And this is how this kind of went.
With all due respect, you voted multiple times to keep the government shut down, okay? The Republican members from Arizona voted to keep the government open. So don't sit here and try to lecture us about whether or not we did our job. We did our job. You did not.
Well, you're not doing your job right now.
Oh, you mean the bill that I'm signed on to extend it?
Oh, yeah.
Cute, right. Because you know what? We actually have put forth legislation to do it. You guys just keep pontificating. How about you go down the hall and go vote to open the government up? That would be great.
All right.
Here's the clean CR. Go vote to open the government up. Thank you very much.
We're going to have lots of...
By the way,
wait a minute.
If you bring them back, we will have a discussion with them. It's very simple.
You're holding the American people hostage because you want to have a policy debate.
Yes, you are.
We have policy debates here every day.
There's policy debates.
There's no policy debates and nobody's there. You're talking to yourself.
Hello, I'm here.
Thanks. We're having the debate. My constituents and yours, I imagine yours are going to be hurt even worse than ours with these premium increases.
We have a lot of issues to work on together, and the Republicans are the party. Wait a minute.
The party is going to kill health care.
By the way, health care premiums since 2010 when Obamacare passed have risen by over 60%. So
you're
not upset about it?
So my question, it went on for like 3 or 4 minutes. I just grabbed a minute clip there. So the first person talking was Mike Lawler, and then it was Kelly, and then you could hear Gallego in there, and then Speaker Johnson as well. My question that I have is, like, when you see this or when you hear this, you know, there's a gaggle of press surrounding these four, you know, U.S. representative or congressmen or congresspeople. Yeah, congressman, I guess is how you would say it. But you got the press surrounding them, and they're having a debate with one another. Oh, but you know, it's heated, super heated, right? Not screaming, shouting, and like that, but there is definitely talking over one another and going. You know, it might have been hard to follow if you were listening to that on the radio. But do you want that from your representatives, from your senators? Do you want them having open discussion, open debate like that in the halls of Congress. I've been there. I don't know if you guys have been to the Capitol, but I know exactly where that took place, because when you go through the rotunda, the Speaker's office is just off the rotunda on the House side.
Clearly, I've never been there. Have you ever been there?
I have
Our
not.
Our opinions do not matter. Nope. Go ahead, Brad.
No, no, no. Do you want your representative,
yeah,
your senators?
I like it. I don't know that there was great debate happening there. There weren't any. I mean, it was hard to hear. But it backfired on the senators. It backfired on Kelly and Gallegos, because their whole message was, we're going to go there with the intent to not debate because they're not there. Their whole point was, mm-hmm, oh, Johnson's not here, and we can't get anything done because Johnson's not here. And they show up, and Johnson's right there.
Yeah.
Ready to debate them.
Out the door, he starts debating Mike Lawler, another representative there, with, like, in the video, he's got the paper. He's like, here's the CR. Why don't we sign on to this and let's get going?
Yeah.
You guys, we've done our part. You guys do yours. And then we can talk about these other things.
So their whole point of doing it was undermined instantly. Now, whether they should debate right there or not, I'm fine with that. I wish they would do this more. Because I think what they do is they go to their corners and they don't talk to each other. There's probably a handful of senators and Congress or representatives who probably do keep things pretty friendly, mm-hmm, and everybody knows everybody. And when it comes time, they're Republican or they're Democrat. But most of them don't.
Well, I'll say
this. As far as I know.
I'll say this, too. I've had discussions with my friends in that tone. So them having heated discussions just means they're passionate about what they're talking about. It doesn't necessarily reflect poorly on their relationships with one another. They might be good friends. They might go out to dinner afterwards or whatever, have a drink, whatever it is that they do, you know, and squash it and then come back. You know, but I think this is good. I think this is healthy. But I also think that it shows that tensions are rising on Capitol Hill and we may not be in this shutdown much longer.
If you saw this kind of format constantly, all the time, from my representative, I think that is where you would probably tend to lose me, because mm-hmm, then it feels like a publicity grab.
Mm-hmm.
But this doesn't feel like that, I guess. I should say, if it happens on the occasion, I don't think it's a big deal, because I think it is important. I think it is good to give the public an idea, or at least some sort of idea, that these conversations are happening. For them to know that, it is good. But if you're posting every single conversation that you're having and you're,
yeah,
making it intentionally in public all the time, that feels like a different thing.
Yeah, and to that, about if you're posting your own, none of these people posted their own.
Right.
This was from the press. I believe this video might actually have been Ryan Schmelz's video.
Yeah, but if you're, I'm saying if you are putting yourself in that position constantly,
yeah,
for it to be in the public rather than let's go talk about this behind closed doors.
That's not going to create any sort of dialogue,
right,
if you're just doing it for camera.
Right.
But I think you're right. And I, you know, Scooter says, no, this was an ambush. They knew he was there. I don't think so, because otherwise they would have had camera, they would have had microphones. They didn't, mm-hmm, have that. They were just there to kind of do a little press,
like,
briefing.
Oh, it's happening.
Look, their whole point over and over and over has been the Republicans aren't in town. They did a whole video where all their representatives walked around the House of Representatives and just showed that, well, Republicans,
yep,
aren't here. Republicans aren't here.
And this happened one other
video.
This sort of thing happened that same day again later on with Hakeem Jeffries after his presser. Mike Lawler confronted him, because Hakeem Jeffries' whole press conference was the Republicans aren't here to negotiate. And Mike Lawler went up to him and was like, I'm right here. Here's my bill. Let's go on it.
All right. Thanks, Brad. We got one more segment before the top of the show here, and then Mark Reardon will take over. If you want to know the results to this poll, stick around. The question is, how do you predominantly consume the Annie Fry Show? Radio, Odyssey app, podcast, or YouTube?
Predominantly.
Predominantly. Now, YouTube's probably going to have a little bit of advantage here because you have to vote on YouTube. So we're going to factor that in, and by we're going to factor that in, I mean I have no clue how we're going to do that, but we're going to. 250, we'll be right back with the results of that poll. Stick around. We don't have a whole lot of time here. We have to get the results of this poll, but I do want to mention this story real quick because I grabbed it and I thought it was pretty interesting. Most adults can't differentiate between authentic and AI phishing emails, new survey shows. When shown a phishing email, only 46% of survey respondents correctly identified that it was written by AI. So remember those days when you'd get messages from somebody who clearly had English as a second language and they were trying really hard to convince you that, you know, they were in need or they were your cousin? I just pulled one of those up today that whenever somebody contacts me, why are you playing this?
This is a request.
Oh,
Annie asked us to put this in today.
Oh, because we don't have out music. Because we have the... you have to play it now.
You were like so confused.
Like, what are you doing? Why do I have a music bed right now? Well, anyway, so those emails that you used to get that you could obviously tell that it was not somebody you knew, that's changing because AI is now telling you, oh, no, I am your aunt. And it will use your own, like, her posts to speak in her language.
I always worry about getting, because I get phone calls where there's nobody on the other end. It's like, are they just trying to record my voice?
Just wanted to make you aware. All right. It is almost the end of the show. So let's get the results of this poll. Here it is. How do you predominantly consume the Annie Fry Show? Radio, Odyssey app, podcast, or YouTube? For me, it is in room.
It is also in room for me.
Brad,
as well.
Do you want to respond to this one?
Yeah, it's in room.
In room? That wasn't an option. So what's the second best?
259 votes on the YouTube live chat poll. 2% saying podcast, 13% saying the Odyssey app, 41% saying the radio, and 44% watch right here on the YouTube.
See? It's because they're already on YouTube. It's a skewed poll. Just like those polls coming out of Virginia.
Which
ones? I got
ones?
Nothing left.
Don't worry about it. There's like 8 seconds left. Mark Reardon coming in next. This has been the Manny Fry Show, at least for the last hour. We'll see you on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.